boy. Oh boy. As if I don't catch enough heat. I'm gonna throw a bomb out there that they're gonna toss right back at me. I don't think that the gross majority of leaders in the military are great leaders. Just let that simmer. I feel like I was a decent leader when I was in. I know some great leaders, handful, literally a handful out of my 12 years in special operations and in the reconnaissance community. The reason there's this thought that just because you are in the military, you're this like, or you served in the military or in special operations in a leadership role, that you're some sort of this supreme leader and you have all of these tips and tricks on how to lead men because you go into combat. But the harsh reality is there is an entire system put in place for people to follow the leader based off of rank and decision-making process, right? And I say decision-making process not as the leader, as in the command. So we're gonna go deploy. Well, first you go to recruit training or you go to boot camp or whatever you wanna call it, and you're taught to follow. Instant and willing obedience to orders. So because somebody gives you an order, you have instant and willing obedience to that order, right? So that's start at day one. And I can speak to the Marine Corps. I can't thoroughly speak to every branch, even though I've worked with every branch very, very, you know, intimately. Both in combat and here stateside. So you're bred to have this instant willing obedience to follow orders. So it makes it very easy to lead. Now we've all worked for the bad leader, right? And we've worked for good leaders, but what makes the difference ones, right? Even the great leaders in the military, at the operational level, and I'll speak to the operational level. I'm not gonna say at the strategic level, because at that point you're a politician, you're not really leading, you're not working with men directly, right? There's a system put in place for them to be a decent leader. And I thought I was, because that was my perception, that was my experience. But over the last, let's see, what is it? 42. Last 12 years, I have surrounded myself with people who can communicate, that can lead on an entirely different level. Because the military has a system put in place that you know exactly what you're gonna do, right? You have a mission to execute. You train for the mission, you go execute, people lead, right? When you're not in the military, and you say you're an entrepreneur, say you're running a 7-figure, 8-figure, 9-figure business, or maybe you're just trying to lead your family. Guess what? There's no fucking owner manual. There's no system put in place to get you to become this awesome leader and to take a business from $0 to $10 million plus or into the billions. There's no fucking manual for that. So how are you gonna lead a group of people? You have to become an actual leader. You have to become a really good leader that understands empathy and sympathy, that understands how to communicate a vision, how to bring clarity, how to inspire your team to know the why behind what you're gonna do. Or better yet, even in your family. How are you gonna lead your family? You can't come into your family, and we've all seen the thing, the Major Payne style. There was actually a show, what was the show? Oh shit. He was a Marine colonel. Everybody's gonna drop it in the comments if you know it. I can picture the guy's face, I can't picture his name, he's driving me crazy. Anyways, but he was a Marine and it was a family show. And it was more about the family and him being a Marine. But you're not gonna walk into your family and lead that way, the Major Payne style, right? That's not leadership, that's dictatorship. Leading is communicating a vision, communicating progress, inspiring them to not just do great things, but inspiring them to want to do great things. and what the common mission of that family is. That is a great leader. The one that can communicate and inspire others to achieve great things. And I spent 12 years trying to figure that shit out, and I still don't have it figured out. And I think now, man, if I had the level of communication and leadership that I have today, where I've built two seven-figure businesses and an eight-figure business, man, what could I have done? What could I have done with my guys when I was in? Obviously, it's a different mission, but yeah. So guys in the military, just because you're in the military doesn't mean you're a great leader. Lean into developing those communication skills. Lean into developing how to inspire others to be great. Look outward from the military to gain experience. It'll make you a much better leader, for sure.